Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Burt Show.
All right, Jen Hobby, for those that haven't ever actually read The Vent in the AJC, what is it?
It's basically this place where you can send in your commentary about Atlanta, the world around us, something that's bugging you, something you think is funny. And it's basically like giving you the opportunity to send in your one-liners about what's going on in the world. And so everybody emails in or mails in their one-liners to The Vent. I think they also have a phone line or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they print them up in the AJC every single day. And I guess they pick the cream of the crop and print them in there. And so it's just, you know, just sort of a funny way to read little opinions about what's going on in Atlanta from Atlantans.
I'm reading over some of the lines. I guess this is this the event from yesterday?
This is yesterday's, yeah.
And it does play out like, you know what, if you've ever gone to like the improv or a stand-up comedy act and there's somebody just really bad and you have to do that the false laughter thing?
Right.
That's how the vent plays out to me every single day. And Jeff has highlighted, I'm just reading over the vent that he highlighted for me. And I don't know that there's any way to really pull this off at all.
Well, I think it's all in it's like a sitcom. A sitcom doesn't have to be great as long as you have the proper laugh track.
Well, first you need the proper ambiance. So here we are.
All right.
We're in a busy restaurant.
Yes. I'm doing stand-up comedy at the Landmark Diner. While you come check out the stars, there I am in the front. Doing my stand-up comedy. So all of these are based out of The Vent from yesterday, okay?
We need to pull back the ambiance.
The ambiance a little bit? Well, I haven't even hit stage yet.
Ambiance is a little loud.
Oh, okay, well.
Everybody's still going through the buffet line.
can Buddy Love introduce
you? Yeah, you want an introduction?
Yeah, Buddy Love needs to introduce
sure.
you.
Sure.
Well, it's not Buddy Love appropriate. We're not in a club. We're in a
There's usually a warm-up guy that just comes
on. Okay, a Bob Barker introduction.
Yeah, introduce him like you were your dad.
Yeah, like
your retired father.
It's a comedy club.
So everybody's just hanging out right now. It's kind of loud, sort of, at the comedy club cafeteria.
Hey, everybody. Thank you very much for coming out tonight. We appreciate you coming by. Don't forget to set your cell phones and pagers to vibrate. For those of you who still have pagers, make sure you turn those to vibrate. We got a great show for you tonight. I just want to remind you, take care of your waiters and waitresses. They're taking good care of you. We also have a 2-drink minimum, so if you haven't gotten that second one, order up. It's sure going to help this next guy be funnier. Ladies and gentlemen, a very funny guy coming to the stage. Put your hands together for the first time in Atlanta at this particular TGI Fridays. It's Burt Weiss.
Thank you. Not really sure why they laughed right there.
Hey, they're a little late on the TGI Fridays joke.
Really good to be at the Golden Corral here tonight with you guys. You know, today I bought Krispy Kreme donuts for the office, but then I remembered I work at home. Yum! Thanks. You know, the pandas must have hired Seeger's public relations guy. That's all I know. I don't even get that one.
Hold on a minute. I think
we just evacuated the crowd at Piccadilly's.
Apparently, yeah. Me introducing Bert gets no quiet, but going, hold on a minute, shuts everyone up.
Well, you're very authoritative.
I don't think I can let this go on.
Why?
Oh, it was great.
Oh, it's terrible.
Wait, keep going.
Yeah, I haven't even got, but.
It's not Bert's lines, it's the vent lines.
Yeah, these aren't my lines.
Yeah, but it's just.
It's Atlanta's fault for this.
Go
like,
ahead.
I'm just thinking that we were sitting in the meeting yesterday, and Bert looked at the calendar, and he goes, God, Wednesday is a gaping hole. We don't have a lot of material. And somehow this idea came up, and because it was a big gaping hole in the schedule,
yeah.
We said, let's try this. And I don't know if what we're doing right now is considered good radio.
What else you got?
Nothing.
And the lines you highlighted for me also, like that one's not even funny. The
Find Pandas a funnier must have one. Hired,
okay, I got one here for
All
you.
All right, go ahead.
When I hear the big guy, I think of WKRP in Cincinnati, not a Georgia governor wannabe, people.
Oh, you're
best
right.
The best part of this whole thing is the laugh track.
You're right. That one's better.
What's the difference between the use of the word now and the phrase at this point in time? Can't work.
I'm about to take my tray up and scrape my food into the bin.
NBC anchor Brian Williams could make the ice cream man is coming sound ominous.
These people have way too much time on their hands to send these comments in.
Maybe our vent bet was way better than that.
Yeah.
God,
yeah, because we had done a vent bet before where we talked about the entries into the vet event, and we decided to make our own entries, and whoever's got in last lost the whole thing.
Who got in first?
We've done it a couple times.
We've done it a couple times. Yeah. It's not who gets in first, it's who gets in last, because every vent will get published. So I remember once I lost, like mine never made it in. And then like the next one, I got in like 4 hours after I submitted it.
Yeah. And but we have so many bets going on the air right now that there's no way to add another one. All right, so now, that's a failed bit right there.
Well, how about this?
That's why we need to work a little bit harder in the post-show meeting, people. This is the reason right here.
How about, let's try this angle of the really bad vent bit, or should we just end it?
If you're reading this time, then we'll continue it.
Well, what I was going to say is, why don't I give you the first half of the vent, and you guys all take a guess and see if anybody can guess what the second half is.
Okay.
All right.
They're so random. I don't know.
Well, that's what you got to let yourself go. You have to get
be
creative
random.
Like the vent submitters.
Be okay. The vent.
They're out of the box, Jen.
They're creatively
be the
free.
They, be the vent.
They are the Hemingways of our time.
Right.
Okay.
Got it.
No.
Thanks. Melissa, you can go first because you're a thespian. It's amazing how those tiny panda cubs grow into such huge bears. Maybe she needs the restaurant ambience.
Thank you. Say it again, because I can't imagine what the person would have said at the end. Go ahead.
It's amazing how those, and it's this is a comical line. This one's funny.
Oh, vent funny, you mean?
Yeah. Or Bert Show funny today. It's amazing how those tiny panda cubs grow into such huge bears.
And I can't even get through 400 traffic.
Jen, your guess?
I have no idea. What is it?
Steroids?
Mm. Let me try this one on you. Why the all the excitement about the panda baby? It's just one more child ignored by his father and the government.
Can I get my pecan pie over here?
Waitress.
More coffee.
More coffee. We are at an elderly person's diner.
Bingo!
Can you top off my Sanka?
Hi, good morning. How are y'all?
Hold on, let me turn off the ambiance. All right.
That's funny.
Oh, no, it's
Wait,
not.
What part of this is funny?
No, not the lines, just the way y'all are making fun of it. That's hilarious.
Okay, well, you want her to guess the next vent thing, Jeff?
Yeah.
I liked it better when Bert was doing it.
No, hold on a second. Right. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you think this is funny? We're going to make you pay for that opinion.
Oh, God.
All right, what's your name, Callie?
Yeah.
All right, Callie, finish this vent. Everybody ends up where they're supposed to be.
Oh, God. It's called fate?
No, Bert. Everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
Then how come I end up nowhere?
Melissa, everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
In 400 traffic.
Except for the panda cubs. Jen Hobby, everyone ends up where they're supposed to be.
Including the big guy.
The correct answer? Your laugh track ready, Bert?
I'm ready. This is the big ending right here, baby. Go.
All right. Everybody ends up where they're supposed to be, except for those who don't.
Wow. That's one I'm going to have to sit on today. Thank you, Callie.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Appreciate it. Maybe it was my delivery. Maybe it wasn't the actual line.
No, it's the lines.
No, I think it's my delivery. In fact, I'm going to prove it to you. Melissa.
Yeah.
Read one. Melissa, I will not go down alone. That's what Bert just said.
The starred one is your line.
Okay.
Ambiance.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It only works with the ambiance.
Yeah.
It only doesn't work with the ambiance.
All right, we're at the food court of Lenox Square. Melissa's standing at a table.
All right, thanks so much, guys. And remember to tip your, I don't know, the guys throwing the Frisbees over there in the aisleway. All right, listen. I got one last one for you. Now, if you and your son are borderline functional in New York and consider smart here in Georgia, you should go to Alabama because there you could be brain surgeons.
Hey, I thought this food court had a Wendy's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You people need to know that sometimes it's just really, really hard to put in quality entertainment every minute of this show.
Well, it was funny yesterday in the post show.
Good on paper.
It was funny. We were having a good chuckle.
Amy, good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say that, like, you know, when you're on 400 or something, there's a bad car accident, but you can't stop looking at it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. That's kind of what I'm feeling right now, but don't worry, my radio stay right on Q100.
So you're just driving past the Bird Show right now, hoping you see an arm on the road.
Yeah, I'm looking out there for you.
We are really, really, really testing your loyalty, aren't we?
You really are, but you know what? You got me, so keep on doing good radio.
Well, I think we're past that.
But doing it.
I think what you meant to say was start doing good radio.
The Bert Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just weird around the house the last couple of days. Like when you lose a pet like we did. I mean, he's been in our family now for 8 years. And I didn't realize it, but I guess you just train yourself in certain situations. Like my first thought in the morning now is I wonder if Kahuna's gone out, which I guess it's always been, but I didn't realize it because I have to catch myself going, you know what? Kahuna's not around anymore.
Right.
Because last week they found a tumor on our dog's liver and we had to put him down last week. It was awful, awful, awful week. And just walking throughout the house, expecting to see him or in my office because he's always in my office, like at my feet, just expecting to see him there. He's not there anymore, you know, or like the thoughts of I got to feed Kahuna. It's 5 o'clock are still there, but there's no Kahuna. Mm-hmm. Or I walk back in the laundry room and that's where his bowls have been for the last 8 years. And then the room just doesn't look right. It's just really, really odd, you know. So it's been a struggle the last couple of days, but I did get some emails over the last couple of days that threw me back. Because you do have to make a decision when you put your dog down like that. Once the dog is gone, at least in our case, I'm not sure how it works in other veterinarian offices, they see you all tore up. Mm-hmm. And they just want to get you out of the office and go start the grieving process. So I'm assuming that Stacy made all of the plans with the vet of what we were going to do with Kahuna before we got in there. Because our vet, like, I don't even remember. Maybe he did. It's just such a fog that day that I don't even remember. But, you know, after he got injected and it was all over, we're both bawling. And the vet's just like, why don't you go out through the side door?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody, you don't have to see anybody. You just leave.
Right.
But we made the decision, or Stacy made the decision, that we're going to have him cremated. So we'll have his ashes somewhere in the house. I'm totally on board on all that. I don't know where we're going to put him or whatever. I think you did that with your dog too, right, Phil? Phil still has the ashes of his Basset Hound. Have you done that?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah. I was the one say, yeah, I made the joke about how my animal's ashes are in the closet.
That's right.
And it's,
that's right.
You know, there's a certain amount of time that you don't tell new people in your life. Like, I forgot how long it took for me to tell Katie. Oh, yeah, and by the way, those urns you see there, those mold pads.
Right. That's an icebreaker. That is a definite icebreaker.
It's a defining moment in your relationship, really.
For sure. There are others.
How many do you have?
Three. Well, it's one of those things where when you move so much and you're not in a permanent location, like, you know, your animals are sacred to you. I mean, for a lot of people, your pets are part of your family. And, like, if you are not living, like, when I grew up, every time a pet would die, then we would bury them in our yard. Well, I don't have a yard, a permanent yard I'm going to live in for 20 years. So once I'm in an established place, that's where I plan.
Well, that's a Tennessee thing. Grandpa dies, you bury him in
there. There's no room back there for the dog.
No, you prop him up in the rocking chair on the front porch, okay?
Well, there is a way to do that, actually.
Oh, God.
And I got a couple of emails from Burt Show listeners that have done this themselves. And, Jeff, I think your computer is faster than mine.
Go.
Will you go to petpreservations.com?
Oh, no.
I will read directly from the website. The loss of a loved family pet can be one of the most tragic times in your life, and I can certainly attest to that. The decision you must take following his loss can be both difficult and confusing. For some people, burial is not an option. You may be limited by local regulations and may not have a pet cemetery in your area. You may live in an apartment or community. Don't go to the pictures page yet. Did you guys already go to the pictures page?
There's pictures on the front page, and that cat won't stop staring at me.
Don't go to the pictures page yet.
The more I move around, the more she looks at me. I can't get her to stop looking at me.
Still off the website, perhaps you know that you might someday move from your home and can't bear the thought of leaving your pet behind. Maybe you feel that burial is just not the right choice for you. Some people simply do not believe in the process of cremation. There is an alternative, says petpreservations.com. Pet preservation, also known as freeze drying, is the comforting alternative to your pet's burial or cremation.
So you turn your dog into, like, Dippin' Dots?
To what?
Those Dippin' Dot things, that freeze-dried ice cream?
I've never had them, so I don't know what that is.
Yeah, freeze-dried.
But basically, it's the whole Weekend at Bernie's thing you're talking about. It says, take time to consider all of your options because only you can decide what is best for you and your pet. And then they have a frequently asked questions page.
Don't do that.
What is freeze-drying? Freeze drying is a method of preservation that removes liquid from a frozen object by vacuum. While remaining frozen, the object is able to retain its shape. The freeze drying continues until all the moisture is evaporated. Then it asks, why would I choose freeze drying over traditional taxidermy? Taxidermy cannot meet the needs of pet preservation, but essentially they're saying it's the same thing. So, you know, like when you walk into somebody's house and they have the head of the deer that they killed. What they're saying is you can do the exact same thing with any pet, a cat, a dog, a fish, a bird, anything. So when you walk into your house, in my case, there's my English bulldog in any position that I choose to have him freeze in. That's where he would be every single day.
I'm just trying to imagine, like I said earlier, how long it took me to tell Katie that I had urns in the closet of pets. What if she walked into my house?
Could you imagine?
What a cute little dog. Well, actually, it was my dog. But, I mean, yeah, no, you couldn't do that.
So, technically, you could, if you had this done, you could just set Kahuna on a skateboard and still walk him.
You could do that.
Around the neighborhood.
You could do anything you wanted. One of the frequently asked questions is, what position will you put my pet in?
Oh, my God.
And the answer is, we request that you send a photo of your pet when you send them to us. You may also include any description that you think may be helpful to ensure the things are done exactly as you wish. All photos will be returned.
What would happen if you sent a picture of, like, you know, the funny picture of your Jack Russell Terrier humping somebody's leg? And
that's exactly what you would do.
Yeah. And then when people come over, you just take the dog out and set it on their leg. Dude, what are you doing?
I tried to get both Burt Show listeners that emailed me about this website that have done it themselves to come on with us, and they wouldn't come on.
We just clicked photos by the... Oh, no.
Look at the photo.
Because now there is cloning. You can clone your animal. There's services in which if you don't want to let it go, but of course it would be a different dog even though it would look the same. But, and now this, I just feel like death is a part of life and your pet dies and you know that going in. They don't live as long as a human. You just got to let it go.
Look at that. Look
would
at
you do that with a human? No.
Melissa, come over here.
Okay, I almost get it with the bird.
No,
like,
way.
I think that the bird wouldn't be that
that's
bad.
That's dead?
Yeah. Yes. All those animals are
dead. Look at that.
Which one? That one looks
looks like it, the same where when it died.
Which ones are you guys looking at? Which pictures?
I don't know.
There's a cat that looks like it's asleep and is yeah. It's
I don't understand. If
there's
this
a
is
guinea a pig on the rug, like standing at attention.
Who stuffs a guinea pig? Like, just go buy a new one. I think if I had hamsters that died, I'm convinced my parents would just go to the pet store and swap them out.
The thing that bothers me is that parents who will justify Melissa, it by one. Saying this is for my child because the child is upset. That child's going to be on a psychiatrist's couch in the future.
I like to call them and say I've got a betta fish that I really like.
There's one picture of a dog that's laying outside. That I guess you just walk outside and there it is on your deck.
Yeah, that's a dead dog.
Oh my god,
that is weird.
Hey, Michelle.
And like if they're going to, they take the picture of this dog, why can't they just put him all the way on the doggy bed? Like, he's half fallen off. Like,
he's dead.
Like he's dead. Like, my dead dog looks dead. Hey, Michelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
I put my money back.
Good morning.
Hey.
It's one thing to, you know, freeze dry or stuff your pet. It's another thing to take cremation into your own hands. One of my neighbors decided to put Kitty in the chimney one afternoon.
No!
And the whole neighborhood comes outside and, you know, she comes outside. Oh, I'm sorry about the smell, but the cat died. And, well, we put him in the chimney so that way we could, you know, go ahead and cremate him.
Are you freaking kidding me?
They have two kids.
I mean, there are places
that do
that.
And they have two kids. And now, did they all, like, I don't know, kind of like huddle around it, and they all had like a ceremony?
I don't know. They do have a privacy fence, thank God.
Oh, my God.
Creepy.
We didn't know how to witness the cremation, but, you know.
Terrible.
Thank God Kitty's in a better place.
I don't know if that's, well, with that family, you're probably absolutely right.
Oh.
Hey, Angie, good morning. You're on Q100. Hey.
Hey, a girl that I used to work with, her mom had one of those little pet monkeys like Ross used to have that sat on your shoulder, that little whatever the monkey is.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had it for 15 years in the outside freezer waiting to do what you're talking about. I don't know what they're waiting on. I don't know why they're going to do it, but they have the monkey still in the freezer.
That's absolutely accurate, because if you go to this website, they say if you're considering this, the first thing that you need to do is put your animal on ice.
No.
Before you ship it out to Colorado. And you can check this out. It suggests that you FedEx it. After it's been on ice, you get together with FedEx and you send it out to Colorado.
Oh.
So you gotta call FedEx up and go, I got a dead dog, my dog Kahuna, and I need to get it out to Colorado. And FedEx, I guess, will do it for you.
Now let me ask you a question. And I won't use Kahuna as the example, but pretend we all have animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I couldn't do that to Toby.
Okay, so let's say that something, tragic happened to one of our animals.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to put our animal in the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you have to get rid of all the food that's in the freezer at the time, or are you okay?
I think it's one of those freezers you put in the garage, like one of those where you have put your dog, that's awful.
That's what I'm saying. Like, is it go outside, like in the...
I'd imagine you keep it in the garage somewhere.
One box of baking soda is not going to do it for keeping those.
But what if you
it's not going
to
do it?
Are cooking dinner and when you reach into the freezer, you've got to move your Cocker Spaniel to the side to get to the pork chops you're going to thaw.
Now imagine again the scenario: Katie comes over to my place for our first dinner, and she goes in the freezer, and there's my dog. That relationship's not going to last.
Bye bye.
Or what happens if you put the dog in the freezer to save up the money to get this preservation done, and you just can't earn the money, and you just become used to it, and so every time you go
that's
to get
horrible.
Yeah. Or wait, you got to get it out of there before your power goes out and it starts thawing.
In the freezer right next to all like the chunky monkey ice cream. You got to go right around the dog.
Oh, just let it go.
Hey Amanda, good morning. You're on the Q100. Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
The guy who actually does this was on one of those evening news shows one time. I think it was Dateline or something.
Uh-huh.
And he makes so much money doing this. And the people who come to pick up their animals, a lot of times he'll put them in this glass cage. And they'll take the animal home in this glass cage and literally, like, sit it on their dresser.
Yeah, the one thing you can always count on is you will make money off of people that have kids and people that have animals. So I'm sure this guy is rolling in bank.
What if you've got the animal in your freezer, right, and you try to do the right thing, so you take all the food out. You're like, I can't have this, the I can't have, you know, my...
What do you do with a big dog? I could put Toby Fluffy in the freezer.
Yeah, I can't have Fluffy in there with, you know, my ground turkey that I'm saving for, you know, whatever. So I take all the food out, but then I'm barbecuing and I burn myself. Do I actually, you put the cat on my burn?
Fluffy simmers you down?
Right.
Hey, Vicky, good morning. You're on Q100.
I don't have an ice pack, but hey, I've got good a morning. Chihuahua.
Hey.
This lady that used to work with my dad, when her dog died, I guess they put it in one of those bags that you can suck the air out with a vacuum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they stuffed it in a cooler and buried it in the backyard. That way, every time they move, they can dig up the cooler and take the dog with them.
Oh, my God.
A vacuum-sealed bag in a cooler.
Yep. And they bury it, and every time they move, they dig up the cooler and bring the dog with them wherever they go.
That is creepy.
Hey, I found some more pictures.
Oh, no.
Even before this freeze-dried thing, I remember as a kid, my parents, much older than me, and Roy Rogers apparently had a horse. You know, he was famous for whatever. He had his horse stuffed.
And
this is before the freeze-dried thing, so I don't know how they did it, but, like, his pet horse is
stuffed.
He
had it stuffed. He had a taxidermist. Yeah. Taxidermied. It's in a museum somewhere.
They'll only do it now for up to pets that are 150 pounds, I guess. But, I mean, imagine calling up FedEx going, hey, I've got a dog here.
But 150 pounds is a big dog.
140-pound dog that you can FedEx on out to this guy if it's on ice.
So, technically, you could have Nicole Richie freeze-dried or something happen.
Oh, yeah. Twice over.
Yeah.
As long as you get her into the freezer quick enough. Okay. May I read from the from a letter?
Oh, no. Oh, God. This is the pet owner that's written into the company?
This is like a testimonial.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Okay,
we bring the music down because this way, you know, because this is heartfelt.
Can I
have some ambiance?
Yeah.
I can find the sad music for you. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you do it like stand-up?
there we go.
I'll tell you, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll tell you this is a story of a Pomeranian. Mm. He was very, very cute, all black and fluffy, with the biggest dark brown eyes. Everyone wanted to pet him, but he wouldn't let anybody touch him except for my mom and dad. Tiny as he was the boss. We had a Chow Chow and two other big dogs, and they always obeyed him. But he had a lot of health problems, and on March 3rd, he passed away. My parents were devastated. So I put the Pomeranian in the freezer and sent him overnight to Colorado. 4 weeks later, I received him back. I called my parents and let them know that the box had arrived. They came over, picked up their little doggy. When we first opened it, it was very scary because he looked just like he was alive. My mom started to cry. My dad was silent.
They were in fear. Eyes were glass.
They were blinded with fear.
Right.
They picked up their doggy and took him home. I promised my parents I would find them somebody who would do this for them. And...
they disowned me.
For some reason, the guy's name is deleted. I felt that he really, really did care. So much so that they were ready to turn their baby over to him. And now, they have Perseus back. Thank you very much, Pet Preservations.
Perseus the Pomeranian is theirs forever. That is so sad.
What is it? Petpreservations.com?
Yeah.
And we will not be linking up from all the hits.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It was just a couple of weeks ago, you guys were calling us outraged. I mean outraged when CBS made this announcement.
In just a couple of weeks, the new season of Survivor takes 20 castaways to the Cook Islands in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They'll be split into four tribes. How they will do that is guaranteed to be a talking point.
For 12 seasons, the show has stranded Americans in exotic locales and split contestants into opposing tribes.
Jan, your tribe, Chewigon.
They have been separated by sex.
We have a tribe of women versus a tribe of men.
And by age.
Everybody following the lead of the younger women.
And at times by a bit of schoolyard diplomacy as contestants chose sides on their own.
Ashley.
For season 13 of Survivor, producers have yet another controversial way to begin the game. 20 people, 4 tribes, each divided by race.
I thought it was very gutsy. I think it's going to be very interesting.
All right, so that announcement was made, and we played that for you, and not 10 seconds later, all of you guys called up and said, what?
Right.
This is crazy.
Irresponsible.
Irresponsible. Now, of course, today, the phone calls we're getting, because you guys know Mark Burnett's going to be on with us, are all saying, great idea.
You're kidding.
Fantastic.
You guys are, God, that guy is brilliant, that Mark Burnett.
Mark Burnett, the producer, executive producer of Survivor, joins us right now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys.
How are you today?
Great, thank you.
Man, I tell you, I'm serious when I say that when we made that announcement initially, mm-hmm. people were just outraged. And I'm just curious, like, what was the reaction that you were getting from friends and family and people that actually have contact with you? Did they feel this was responsible?
It is responsible. Well, actually, people felt that people who knew me and knew the show realized it would probably work out okay. It's the most vocal people were people who actually, who I didn't know, had never seen, obviously, this season and never seen any season or any episode and didn't realize that actually it was pretty smart to divide them in ethnic groups, their tribes. That meant that you have to vote out your own kind rather than be integrated initially and the danger of people ganging up ethnically. Remember, we've never had this many ethnic groups before. It was really following normal television, which I don't agree with, which is putting a few token minorities just to appease the NAACP in some kind of way. And I don't agree with that. We finally got to a point where we had, 4 ethnic groups. There's not all the ethnic groups there are, but the 4 largest ones, and 5 of each to get a real group. And the worry really was, well, if you put them on one big tribe or 2 tribes, certain groups may gang up against another just in order to play the game. So let's split them initially so they have to vote off within their own ethnic group. When things settle down, we're integrated, and I felt certain that most people are not bigoted, really. There's things get said, especially in this country, but in general, most people have a good heart, especially if you get to know other people. It's much harder once you get to know someone to make any sort of judgment based upon whether they're rich or they're poor, a man or a woman, or worse yet, by their race. And we're not idiots. It's a good show. And the most vocal critics admittedly said they'd never seen it. Now, the NAACP yesterday said, hey, we don't necessarily think it's a good idea, but we're not going to make a judgment until we've seen it. That's a really intelligent approach.
Now, there's a little bit of controversy around the NAACP, Mark, and that's that the president, Bruce Gordon, is a longtime member of the CBS board of directors. Do you think maybe that's why he's reserving comment?
No, I think that... what they said, I read a number of times yesterday to make sure I was clear, was that this is kind of a frivolous thing to complain about. There's much more serious issues. Why are there not more African-American producers, actors on shows? So on the one level, we will have put on Survivor, as of tonight, the most diverse cast ethnically you've ever seen on TV. And one good thing about this, we can't go back. I'm really glad. We'll carry on putting ethnic groups pretty equally represented, and it may change television that way. And the other thing is, if you remove the modern world and all the judgments of how much money have you got, what car do you drive, what suit do you wear, and things like that, people's judgments on Survivor are about, can you catch fish?
Right.
Can you make a shelter?
Yeah.
Can you make fire? And by the way, to get the $1 million, I need to get all kind of people to vote for me. It's like being a politician. You're nice to everybody. So with that in mind, I know the game so well. Now, I'm not saying I wasn't nervous, but once it starts, I can't change it. I'm not allowed to go in and talk to them to change what they say. So, yeah, I had stomach aches over it, but I just felt that, it will get attention for it, and it really will go a long way to making people want to meet other people before they make a judgment.
Hey, Mark, let me put you on with Chanel. She's a Burt Show listener that I think pretty much speaks for a lot, much like a lot of the calls that we took when we first announced this. And I would like you to hear the communication between you and she, because she is really kind of a voice of a lot of people.
The angry people on versus the people who called earlier.
Yeah, but that's what I do, and that's what you do.
That's not what I do, but okay.
But I've got calls to put on with you also that are actually for the idea also.
As long as you're fair.
Go ahead, Chanel.
Hi, good morning, guys. I listen to you every morning. I love you. And I have to say, I think it's just irresponsible, and you're using money as a way to continue with segregation and prejudice. And it just shows that people are willing to put aside their moral values for money. And it's wrong. It's so wrong. You are promoting segregation. And especially in the United States, where we, especially in the South, well, we've got such a history of trying to overcome that, and we still have so many great strides to make. You have the audacity to sit there and say you're trying to relieve it by continuing segregation. That's disgusting.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion. That's why people are dying in Afghanistan and Iraq, so that you can say whatever you want to say, and I respect what you're saying. I just hope once you've seen it and it plays out, that you'll be just as vocal saying, hey, I didn't really get it, but wow, that really broke down stereotypes. And people are just people.
You don't think in any way, Mark, that this promotes segregation?
No.
How can you say that it's not promoting segregation when you're segregating these people right off the bat? You're not allowing them to get to know each other and decide who they want. I mean, the game is all about mind playing, and you're putting on a different persona anyway, because eventually you want everyone to vote for you to come up with the prize money. Correct. It's all a mind game to begin with, but you're starting it right off the bat. You're not promoting anyone to get to know anyone, and no one on that show is giving 100% of themselves, their true form selves. No one is. It's whoever plays the game the best, but you're promoting segregation. Our children are watching this, and they're thinking, okay, all the strides Martin Luther King did, Rosa Parks, everything else, meant absolutely nothing, because we have a show where millions of people are watching, and they're going to think it's okay to put black against white, Latina against Asian, and everything else. There's enough prejudice with all these racial groups that we have to deal with on a daily basis without having to be promoted on a game show where the whole reason why people are tolerating it is because there's a large amount of money at stake.
Well, actually, if you read a number of things that have been written, which I've read almost everything on this now about this year's Survivor, a number of really smart African-American journalists have looked at it a different way and said, you know, this exists. You know, there are still segregations within America, but people just don't want to talk about it. People want to avoid it. And so some really smart African-American journalists said, you know what this is going to do? They're going to bring up the subject and cause debate about it. And I happen to know, by putting people on an island away from the modern world, they're very unlikely to be against each other.
Mark, in the interest of fairness, I do want to, and I want to be honest with you when I say that most of the calls coming in this morning, for whatever reason this morning, are like 80% for, sounds like a great idea, I can't understand what the big deal is, and like 20% are feeling like Chanel, whereas before, it was the opposite. So, good morning, Alicia.
Hi, yes, listen to y'all every morning, and I remember when y'all were talking about how like the nightlife is kind of segregated by choice, you know. So I think it's a really good idea, because when like at my job, people hang out together and everybody's cool, but when it comes out to everybody going out and having a good time, I mean, we have our own group of people and they have their own group of people, and it's usually segregated, but we all work together well. That's why I think this is going to be a really good experiment, because people like to be around people like themselves. So I think it's a genius idea.
Let me ask you this, because we know you're on very, very, very tight time, and you're doing a whole bunch of these today. We can debate this back and forth forever, and I thought that there would be an equal amount of calls, but there's not today. So let's move away from that for just one second and just get a little insight on this. There is one contestant on the show that is from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Went to Sprayberry High School.
And her last
UGA?
Name is?
Shadow.
Yes. Shadow?
Shallow?
Shallow.
Shallow. Mark, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
I'm just curious if you can give us any insight on her at all.
H-O-T.
We've seen that. She a good competitor?
You put me in. I can't talk about how people play the game. I can make you laugh about something, though. So I was on a vacation, and I had like hundreds and hundreds of DVDs of people that had applied. And my 13-year-old son was there with a bunch of his friends. He'd brought them on this trip. And we're looking at there, and all these 13-year-old boys were like, oh, my God, put her on the show. Oh, my God. Well, these 13-year-old pubescent boys. And, you know, I didn't think that much more about it. And it ended up, she's on the show. So it had nothing to do with them. But when my son found out she was on the show, he was like, Dad, see, we told you. We told you. And he's on the phone to his friends. You see that chick we said was hot? She's on the show.
That's crazy.
We will look for her on Survivor tonight. Any last comments you want to make for anybody that has concerns
honestly,
about tonight?
The last caller, you know, said something which, you know, I totally appreciate. And by the way, I understand, you know, race is a very emotional and difficult subject in America. Not other countries, by the way. It's just, but there's a different history here, especially in the South. Mm-hmm. But what the caller said is so true, and I learned that in casting. Almost to a person in casting, people said, yeah, I work in a multi-ethnic company, but I spent all my time, almost 100%, with people of my own ethnic group. And then you say things like, when was the last time to a white person, when was the last time a black person slept the night in your house? And they're like, never. You say to a black person, when was the last time you had a white house guest overnight in your house? Never. You know, and you know, then I spoke to people who were in Iraq and said, okay, you know, you're there and you go across racial lines. I said, dude, when we're on the streets of Baghdad, we are watching each other's back no matter what color you are. But then when you get to the mess hall, there's a table of Hispanics eating, a table of white people eating.
Mm-hmm.
So, he said, we all love each other because we got each other's back, but I don't know, it's just how we hang out. It's interesting, that caller is so right.
Well, we'll check it all out tonight. I mean, everybody's been talking about it for weeks now. Survivor, is it 9 o'clock on CBS? Or is it 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock tonight.
8 o'clock. But I want to say to you, thanks for being on. I know you would have liked to have a lot more callers slam me for just for ratings, but thanks for being honest and admitting that, and the fact that, you know, you were totally honest. But what's happened is, over the last couple of weeks, people have thought about it more and are realizing it's unlikely, because I'm not an idiot, it's unlikely that it's going to be this kind of mean, slanderous, racial epithet show. It's not. Kids can watch it and learn, and, you know, it all works out fine.
I hope you're right, because my initial thought when this was announced, I think, was very naive. I got beat up pretty badly. People actually turned me around on it, because I thought how great this is going to be, that we get to peek inside of each other's cultures when we really don't have a lot of experience there. And I really thought it could be an educational tool, but by the time we were done taking phone calls, people were, like, calling me a moron. Like, that's not what this is about.
Well, the pendulum has swung back, you know, to where you started. And the fact is, the one thing that I said, it's people actually criticizing people within their own ethnic groups that really come on interesting on the show. It really is interesting, you know, and people are sort of mad at certain things that are said by people within their own groups.
Well, it's going to be interesting to watch tonight, and I'm sure as soon as you're off the phone, the other calls will come in, but I got to tell you,
right,
I can't find anybody else to call up and say I don't think the show is a good idea today. So maybe you're right, maybe it's totally swung. Well, I'll give it a fair chance tonight on CBS.
But regardless, everybody's watching. Regardless they agree or disagree, you got them to watch.
Hey, guys, thanks for being honest.
All right, Mark Burnett, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.